Hello everyone, how are you guys? Hello my dear friends. I hope you're doing so much amazing and great when you wanna listen to this. And this time I wanna talk about something you can find it in a feel good English if you're using Zawashanas's platform. That would be so much easier for you. Just go into the, you know, Feel Good English podcast and you can find it. And I want to ask a question. Are you an effective English listener? Actually, this is not my question. That's a question you can see, you know, at the top of this podcast. So I'm also curious, you know, what is that would be this podcast? Let's see. Okay, it's a kind of book by Stephen Covey, if I'm not mistaken. Stephen, I think. It's about, you know, every single time, for sure, we have a kind of relationship with our classmates, we are, I don't know, co-workers, we are colleagues, and the thing, you know, it has a lot of influence in our life is that, you know, we make it these relationships so much strong. And you can see when, you know, you make it better, you make it more stronger, actually also you have a better life in business, I don't know, English like this, if you have a very great, you know, co-worker like you guys, you know, I just have. So, you know, that would be so much amazing. You can't see, you know, how much your English that's, you know, start to, you know, making more progress if you have a those colleagues. And yeah, he want to talk about this stuff in this podcast, and also, yeah, there's a six patterns you can use for every single situation. It doesn't matter exactly that would be that situation. No, you can use it everywhere, and for, you know, with everyone, if you being, you know, to any relationship with anyone, you can use in this six patterns, according the thing Kevin said, and but in this podcast, also I'm gonna, you know, cause I'm just trying to say what is exactly you can find in this podcast. Talk about one rule, and is that win-win rule. If you listen to the previous, actually. Voice I just sound in this forum, win-win, that would be kind of familiar because I just talk about it, and you know, I just told you guys, that's remind me what, you know, which thing exactly. But okay, it's not let's just talk about, you know, win-win. What is actually, I want to ask you this question also from you guys, I'm just curious also. Let's just remind you what. Okay, let's see what is that would be the win-win, you know, rule meaning. Okay, that's the question. How do we build win-win relationships? Or actually, what is the win-win relationships, and you know, how we can create those positive relationships in our life? Also, we can, you know, look at to the different side. What is that cause, you know, contradict our, you know, win-win relationships? Okay, that's the situation, you know. People, they have a kind of thought. I don't want to really say that's true or not. I'm just saying, you know, the thing you can hear in this, you know, podcast, just emphasize, and you know, it's not my personal point, but you know, some people actually, there is a kind of thought that exists and that says, you know, if somebody get promoted, another person must, you know, to lose something. I know if you making money, someone else lose money. If you making, I don't know, anything that would be good, someone just lose, you know, another thing cause you just make it. It's a kind of thing, you know, people that just think. So, you know, it's not win-win. Cause, you know, you just get something and someone else just lose something. Or, you know, you can think about the thing I just said, you know, vice versa. You just lose something and someone else gets something. It's so much competitive, actually, relationship. It's not win-win relationship. Okay, but about win-win relationship, it's a kind of thing, you know, we just work, you know, with each other and you have a kind of common target and you guys really try to going forward and, you know, to achieve to that target. And, you know, you have a kind of cooperation with each other, you guys try to help each other and, you know, cause you have the same target and, you know, you try to be helpful, like, you know, us. I do not talk about myself, you know, you guys with other guys you can find in forum. Yeah, you know, you try to be, you know, so much positive and, you know, inspire other people to say something that would be inspiring for them. Maybe some people, they're being frustrated about learning English. So, you know, you have a kind of common idea. You guys want to learn English. Yeah, and yeah, that's a point, you know, all the time. If you know something about English and someone else you know, have a problem about that thing, you saying, you know, very easily and just try to be helpful. That's amazing, and that's a win-win situation, actually. So, you know, we want to see which one is that better, win-win relationships or win-lose/lose, you know, relationships. Yeah, if you're choosing the second one, actually, no win/lose relationships, that cause, yeah, maybe at the first you taking a lot of advantage, or not taking advantage, you getting a lot of benefits, maybe, you know. But, you know, after some while, maybe we just have a kind of encounter with that person, or you're being involved with something, also that person, you know, is in charge on that thing, or she's in charge, her in charge. Does that mean he's responsible about that thing, taking control about that thing? So, guess what? Yeah, and, you know, I think so good stuff happened for you. Well, if you choose, you know, the first one, actually try to help to other person, like that person I just said, you know, just look at the first example I just said. Yeah, also there is a kind of encounter again, you know, you facing with him in another, or her/her in another, I don't know, situation. So you can see, you know, kind of mutual respect and help that's gonna happen. And actually that cause very, very huge improvement. But, you know, till you guys have a kind of common target and you want to achieve to that thing, you know, so can see how much that would be more better. It's wrong. So, you know, if you wanna make it more clear for yourself, you can see some people, they're being as a superior, or they're being manager, they're so much competitive and, you know, they're not nice. People casually, if you work with, you know, for them, you can actually feel this, how much they're, you know, acting such a jerk. But, yeah, you know, if something happened and that person needs something from you, you're not gonna do that because, you know, you just had a very bad experience with him. Or again, slash her. What the hell is it? All the time we just... I don't know, there is a kind of exact rule for this or not. You know, when you have, you know, in general, want to talk about people, you must all the time just mention to this, her slash him or not. I think it's not like that. I have to really check this out. And okay, about the topic, you can see how much they're bad, very bad people. But the other, you know, relationship with your co-workers, as I said, when you try to help each other, how much everything that's different. So, you know, you guys have a very easily can have a kind of comparison between the kind of relationship, as I said, that kind of happen between very bad manager and, you know, the kind of worker he just have, just has, and, you know, the kind of another relationship that just happened, you know, in the same situation, but between kind of manager, you know, he's tried to be nice and try to help to his, you know, workers. So, you know, you think which company, which group actually create huge value? It's up to you, I'm not judging. And yeah, that's it. It's not the whole podcast if you wanna, you know, realize what is gonna happen. Just, you know, going to the Feel Good English podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any idea or anything, as always, you can share it with me in this page. And yeah, that's it. Thank you. Bye for now and take care.